The Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim has warned that authorities will press ahead with a crackdown on suspected supporters of the mid-July failed coup. Yildirim says the crackdown is not over yet, noting that there could be new arrests. He's also renewed calls on the U.S. government to extradite opposition figure Fethullah Gulen, who is accused by Ankara of orchestrating the coup. Gulen denies any involvement in the military revolt. Meanwhile, officials say around 150 generals and admirals, as well as nearly 1,700 officers, have been discharged from the army. However, a Turkish military official has been quoted as saying that the army has purged some 700 officers in the wake of the failed coup. Turkey has also issued arrest warrants for 47 former staff of the Zaman newspaper. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has voiced concern over the crackdown in Turkey. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Mustafa Birol, who is a journalist and commentator, and he is joining us live now via Skype from Istanbul. Mr. Birol, how concerning is this continuing purge?
First of all, I need to clarify some points of which I think contain so much info pollution. Currently, there is no witch hunt aiming at the Turkish opposition media. This is very clear. So there is a great confusion about this issue in the foreign media. Finally, we need to make a distinction between the opposition media and the media organs related to the Fethullah Gulen terrorist organization. The government operations aims at only Gulenist media, neither more nor less. There were no single journalists arrested apart from those who have links with Gulenist terrorist organization. For example, I'm a journalist working in one of the leading opposition newspapers of Turkey, Aydınlık. Many of our colleagues were arrested and kept in the prisons for so many years with the scams of that Fethullah Gulen terrorist organization at the past. At that time, Gulen-affiliated newspapers said they are not journalists, they are terrorists, addressing our friends, although they were arrested with false witnesses and fake evidences fabricated by the Gulenist crime network. This is totally proved with consistent scientific evidences today. Finally, on 16th of July, we literally faced the enemy invasion in our country. A radical US-backed faction which is infiltrated into the key points of the army and government throughout the years wanted to deal a death blow to grab the power in the country. But the people of Turkey consist of many opposite ideologies, such as Islamist Kemalists, socialists, and social democrats did not allow them to reach their target. This terrorist action helped nothing but uniting a highly separated nation. The nation showed a great reaction to the enemy invasion. So I want to say something about the scale of the Fethullah Gulen terrorist organization. This organization is a very well-established and deep-rooted network which has branches not only in the army, but also judiciary, media, and bureaucracy. So finally, we are talking about a crime network controlling $200 billion American dollars. They have their own media along with the rented columnists, even in the mainstream media. So we should not also forget that some liberal newspapers also took in partnership with them at the time they were powerful and designing the country for their own interests. I should also add that if the coup was successful, I would probably be arrested or maybe killed, because the security forces sized a 9,000-person list, including opposition, academics, politicians, journalists, and officers who will be arrested after the coup. I hope my statement can give some clue about the range of the operation. This is all I can say about this issue.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But of course, as always, Mr. Birol, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us.